أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كان كبر عليك إعراضهم فإن استطعت أن تبتغي نفقا في الأرض أو سلما في السماء فتأتيهم بآية ولو شاء الله لجمعهم على الهدى فلا تكونن من الجاهلين إنما يستجيب الذين يسمعون والموتى يبعثهم الله ثم إليه يرجعون وقالوا لولا نزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله قادر على أن ينزل آية ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 35, 36 and 37 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the fact that people like Abu Jahl sometimes would say it in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes behind his back, that we don't have any issue regarding you yourself, but it is about this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's anxiety, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern was that how could each and every person become a believer? How could each and every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam? This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern. The theme of these verses actually was that they would say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demand some kind of mu'jiza, some kind of miracle. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very desirous for all of this, so that purely that the people could bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here very briefly addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, وَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِعْرَاضُهُمْ, that O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if their aversion, their turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is difficult upon you, it is heavy upon you, then you have been requested, they have been demanding from you these different kinds of mu'jizat, these different kinds of miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending what they are demanding. They were demanding, if we recall, an angel should come with a scroll, a letter from Allah Ta'ala, and all of that. Allah Ta'ala is not giving in to their demands. But now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern was iman and hidayat for each and every person. So he became a little desirous that if Allah Ta'ala would only send this down so that they may accept iman. So Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that if you have the ability that you search, you desire, you want a hole, into a tunnel into the ground, أو سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ, or a ladder, a steps leading into the sky, فَتَأْتِيَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ, then bring the sign, bring that miracle. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and desire would have been like this. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَمَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ, if Allah ta'ala only desired, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have gathered all of them on hidayat. But this was not the decree of Allah ta'ala in the wisdom of Allah, that each and every soul will accept iman and Islam. So their demands that they are making upon you, don't concern yourself with that demand, because the rule of Allah ta'ala, وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that there is no Rasul, there is no Nabi that can bring a miracle on his own accord. That is the command of Allah Ta'ala, that is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And similarly, look at the beauty how Allah Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, iman, hidayat is also in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Like how you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot bring this mu'jiza, this miracle on your own. Like that, you cannot give hidayat to anyone on your own. You can show them the path, you can show them the way, you can tell them what is right, you can tell them what is wrong, you can do all of that. But that actual hidayat, that is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. So do not become amongst, this is to the whole ummah actually, amongst the jahileen, amongst those who become ignorant of the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept the power of hidayat in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The second aspect to all of this is, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Only those people, only that person will accept who listens. It is not about seeing the miracles. It is about listening to the kalam of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with attentiveness, with an open heart. If we open the heart to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's kalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam is filled with hidayat. That hidayat will come to us. It is like the ulama give an example that a person goes to the tap with a bucket, expecting that the bucket gets filled with water when he opens the tap. So simply he needs to put the bucket the right side up. If the right side is up, then obviously he opens the tap, whatever is going to come out from the tap will go into the bucket. But if the bucket is upside down, and no matter how much he opens the tap, he can go to the gutter, he can go to the greatest waterfall of the world, that heart is never going to get filled, or that bucket will never get filled with that water, that heart will never get filled with this hidayat. Allah give us the tawfiq. وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ. And those who have died, the dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to resurrect them. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Then they all will be gathered and returned and brought to Allah ta'ala. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. And they say that why is an ayah, a sign, not being revealed by his Rabb, by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ. Say that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah has the ability, أَن يُنَزِّلَ آيَةٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down a verse, a sign, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them do not know that if that sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come down as per their demand, then of course the adab of Allah ta'ala will be proportionate should they not accept from Allah. So Allah ta'ala withholding these miracles also is a great rahmah and a mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.